Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
Welcome to Barbecue Nation with JT's After Hours. Conversation that took place after the broadcast ended.
It's Barclays for your gold, silver, collectibles, rare coins, and high-quality jewelry. That's Barclays in Oregon, 503-982-2033. 503-982-2033, at BarclaysBuySellPawn.com. Hey, welcome back to this special edition of After Hours here on Barbecue Nation, brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef and all the folks that support this show. We thank you for listening. If you just finished the regular show here on the podcast version on SoundCloud, we're talking with Malcolm Reed again from Killer Hogs and Barbecue Right on the YouTube channel. He's got his own channel there. And it's been a lot of fun, but as you know, this is the part of the show that we're not interrupted by commercials for like the next 10 minutes, and we can have a lot of fun with stuff. So, and Malcolm's game. He told me he was game, so I can ask him anything in the world, mostly.
Hey, man, I'm good to go.
Okay. Malcolm, what's the dumbest thing you've ever seen done with a grill? Not what you've done, but somebody else.
Oh, man, I've seen one time in particular, this was at Memphis in May, the world's largest pork cooking barbecue contest. We were there's a guy beside us cooking underneath a tent now, and they had loaded it up with whole shoulders, and it was a water sparker. They let it run dry.
Uh-oh.
So all of the grease was dripping down, and it got in that water pan, and you know what's coming.
Yep.
It flamed up, and pretty much ruined everything on the grill, ruined the grill itself. Flames were shooting up the top. Everybody's running over there with flame, you know, fire extinguishers, and it's burning the tent. And man, it could have been really, really bad. Luckily, they got it controlled. But the dumbest thing they did on that was open the door and feed it air.
Oh,
once
God.
The oxygen got in there, man, it really was flaming. So they fireballed a probably a $5,000 cooker.
Oh man, They deserve the double dose of the dumbass award for that one. I can tell you right there. What do you remember the first thing you ever grilled or smoked?
It was probably ribs. That was kind of what we were cooking back then. And I remember cooking them out. Like we brought one of these little side firebox cheap grills from the grocery store. We bought some giant slabs of whole spare ribs and we had them on there, and you know, of course, the beers were flowing, and I think they might have got done around 1 a.m. We started at probably about 5 that afternoon, and they weren't even edible at the time. It was a disaster. But
nobody cared?
Nobody cared at that point.
Absolutely. Where's the worst place you ever had to cook?
I would either say Butler, Alabama, in the middle of a tornado.
Okay.
Or wow, it got so cold on us at Kansas City one time, we thought we were going to freeze to death. The weather dropped, the wind came in at 40 miles an hour, and the temps were like, you know, below 20. That was brutal. It's always conditions.
Oh, yeah.
I would say. You know, most places are pretty decent in the right circumstances, but those were two that were – one was freezing cold, I thought, and we ran out of propane heat, so we were just bundled up, huddled together. And the other was we were scared for our life. You know, they evacuated the park, but we kind of hid. We ended up holding our tents down because we didn't want to lose anything.
Sure.
During a tornado, which was the dumbest thing we could have done. Everything could be replaced, but
you can't.
At the time, sounded like a good idea to me.
Oh, yeah. Well, then I was going to – this kind of goes with my next question. Have you ever cooked in a thunderstorm in your underwear? That's one of my questions. So I guess you answered that one.
Yeah. I had underwear on. I had other clothes though, but I did have underwear.
There you go. boxers or briefs?
Boxer briefs. How about that?
There you go. That's, you're about the third person that said that. I mean, I have them too, but, that's kind of becoming a new trend, I would say. Yeah. What I want you to put your competition hat on for a second, Malcolm, and say, what's the biggest change that you think should be made in competition barbecue, if any?
If I could pick one, man, I would love to see the meat supplied by the contest to level the playing field.
Yeah.
To take out, you know, these $250 briskets and source them. And they're doing some of them now. You see some of these, they're calling them guinea pig contests, or to where, you know, everybody just gets the same kind of meat and see who can do it the best there. That's one thing I think that would change barbecue. It would bring it back down to a level playing field, and everybody would have a fair shake.
That makes a lot of sense, actually. That makes a lot of sense. If you could work with one of your barbecue heroes, and you are a barbecue hero, but if you could work with one of your heroes, who would it be?
Man, that's a hard one. Probably Mike Mills is one of my, you know, I consider him a mentor.
Sure.
And, I mean, he's a guy that a lot of people owe a lot to in competition barbecue. So, I mean, if I had the chance to really, you know, and I've done several of his classes before and have learned a lot from Mike, but he's somebody that I think is, you know, you can learn. I still got a lot to learn from him.
Yep. What barbecue skill took you the longest to master?
Oh, wow. Let's see. How about, I don't know, judging tenderness. That's one that's pretty tough. I mean, you know, figuring out right when that's the perfect time to get that meat off.
Yeah.
When it's the perfect tenderness. And I don't know if I've mastered it. I mean, that's the one I'm still chasing. Because appearance is one thing everybody should be able to do well. Flavor is subjective. I mean, you know, you kind of know what kind of profiles you're trying to hit. But tenderness is the one that's tricky. So,
well, and you've got so many variables with that. You've got the ambient temperature outside. I mean, if you really think about it, you know, the science behind it. You've got the weather conditions. You've got that, and that all affects things. You know, and the length of time. I mean, what may be standard to work with in Memphis may not be the same in Amarillo. You know what I mean?
That's right.
So
you got altitude affects it a lot, depending on where you're cooking at. You know, the biggest difference is probably just the differences in meat. It's hard to find, you know, the same two pork butts.
Yep.
You don't know. I mean, they don't all cook the same. And believe me, no two pieces of meat cook the same. And you know, so it's tricky. I would say the second hardest thing to master is probably trimming the fat off chicken skin.
Yeah.
That just popped in my head. That's when it sucks.
That's why you gave it. That's why you gave it to Rachel, isn't it?
Yeah, that's why Shell gets that one. She's a pro at it. She's the best person I know.
Oh my God, I'm gonna be sending her an email with that. Tell her to make sure she listens to the show. You know, like that. Would you describe yourself as corn fed or grass fed? And I'll tell you, I'm corn fed. So you,
I'm corn fed through and through. I grew up on buttermilk cornbread.
Oh, there you go. There you go. You got that handled. If we put your life, Malcolm's life, to music, what would it be?
Man, they would cross all kinds of genres.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't know, man. That's a good one too. I'd have to think about that.
What do you think?
Ringtone is Blue Sky by Allman Brothers. So it'd probably definitely be some Allman Brothers jam music.
Oh, sure. Sure, sure. we got to get out of here in a minute, but what's the best day for Malcolm Reed? You know, tell us what it contains, your best day.
Man, my best day, it would really take 2 days. I'd wake up on a Friday morning with all my, you know, my contest meat in the cooler and everything prepped. We roll into a contest. Everything goes smooth. We turn in, you know, the best entries we possibly can. We walk away with grand champion. And then we go out to have margaritas and a little Mexican food at the end.
There you go.
It doesn't get much better than that.
No, it really doesn't. It really doesn't. And by the way, I wanted to compliment you. One of the videos I was looking at was your lobster pizza. I thought that was cool.
Man, that was, you know, I got that idea. We were down in the Bahamas cooking there a few weeks ago for the SCA. The Grill Grates actually put on an event, the SCA event there. and they served us pizza on the beach, and they had a guy come in, specially made the dough, and they would use some local lobster and shrimp, and man, it was just unbelievable. So I knew when I got home I was going to try to recreate it, and that turned out, I highly suggest trying that because it is fantastic.
And I'm in the neck of the woods where we can do that, not only with well, when we get off the air, I've got to go do another interview, but I'm going to take a couple minutes and tell you something that I do, but I'm not going to share it over the air right now. So there you go. Don't ask me why. It's just I'm running out of time. Malcolm Reed from Killer Hogs and Barbecue Right Channel. Man, it has been a pleasure to meet you and talk with you today.
It's been a lot of fun, man. We'll have to do it again.
We will, on a regular basis. We're going to be back next week with another edition of After Hours by some poor unsuspecting soul, whoever I corner to get on this show. And until then, you know, turn it, don't burn it, as our motto is. Take care, everybody.